With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. If the new ag overtime laws in Washington and Oregon were a football game, Oregon is kicking our butt. That's the opinion of Washington Policy Center's Ag Research Director Pam Lewison after seeing the common sense approach Oregon lawmakers used, including a longer phase-in period, economic impact studies, and tax relief for farmers.
But I also think that Oregon probably observed what was happening in Washington and saw the need to make sure that both parties were at the table from the very beginning to have a reasonable conversation about what overtime should look like.
Lewison says it's really a head scratcher.
I would love to see Oregon's approach migrate north, to be honest. I think our approach to ag overtime is too fast, particularly when you look at the wholesale 3 years, we're supposed to be at 40 hours, the end. No discussion, no thought about what the consequences are to the farm workers or to the employer.
Oregon's approach, Lewison says, just magnifies our mistakes and our arrogance.
When you have just a broad strokes approach like that, what you end up with is sort of the law of unintended consequences coming to fruition right in front of your eyes. And I think this particular growing season, we're going to see what that looks like.
Lewison says it's about striking a balance between trying to pay farm workers more and acknowledging the financial hit farm employers will have to absorb at the same time.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.